In this lesson, we're building a driving jungle chop from scratch in Ableton Live 12, using only stock tools and a beginner-friendly workflow. If you've ever heard a DNB intro, a jungle switch-up, or that kind of chopped breakbeat energy that feels like the track is already moving before the bass even lands, that's what we're making here. This is the kind of edit that gives a song attitude, momentum, and identity. And the best part is, you do not need a giant sample pack or advanced sound design to pull it off. We're going to start with a breakbeat, slice it into playable pieces, arrange a two-bar groove, then shape it with some simple processing so it feels punchy, controlled, and alive. Think of this as turning a loop into a musical drum performance. First, find a clean breakbeat. Something with kick, snare, hats, and a little room sound is ideal. Drag it into a fresh audio track in Ableton Live 12. Turn warp on right away, and make sure the break is lined up with your project tempo. For this lesson, aim for around 170 to 175 BPM. If you want that looser old-school vibe, 168 BPM works too. Take a moment to listen through the break before you slice it. You're looking for the important hits, the main kick, the snare, a few hats, and maybe one or two ghost notes or fill hits. You do not need every single transient. In fact, for a beginner jungle chop, fewer slices often sounds better because the groove stays clearer. Now slice the break to a new MIDI track. In Ableton, you can right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use transient-based slicing so the main drum hits get their own pads. Ableton will map those slices across a drum rack or a sampler, which basically turns the break into an instrument you can play. Now open the MIDI clip and start building your pattern. Don't try to make it busy right away. Start with the bones of the groove. Put the main kick on the downbeat. Put the snare on beats 2 and 4. Then add one or two extra chopped hits before the snare to get that jungle stumble. That little bit of anticipation is what gives the chop its forward motion. For the first bar, keep it simple. Maybe kick, ghost hit, snare, hat. In the second bar, repeat the idea but change one detail. Maybe add a quick two-hit fill before the snare, or swap one slice for a different hit. The goal is to make the loop feel like it's evolving, not just copying and pasting. Use the grid at 1/16th notes while you're placing the hits. Then adjust velocities so the ghost notes are softer than the main hits. That contrast matters. The snare should feel like the anchor. If everything is equally loud, the groove gets flat fast. So keep the snare clear. Let the ghost notes support it, and leave a little space for the break to breathe. At this stage, resist the urge to overread it. A lot of beginner jungle chops fall apart because they have too many slices and no real groove. The trick is to work in phrases, not just bars. Ask yourself, where is the energy rising? Where does it breathe? And where does it reset? Even in a two-bar loop, you want the listener to feel a shape. If the chop feels stiff, don't immediately blame the sample. Usually it's a timing issue. Try nudging a few supporting hits slightly early or late, just a tiny amount. Keep the main snare strong and stable, but let some of the smaller hits sit a little off-grid. That tiny human feel is a huge part of jungle and DNB energy. You can also pull a light groove from the groove pool if you want a little swing. Keep it subtle though. Around 54 to 58% swing is plenty, and keep the timing strength low so the groove doesn't get too warped. The goal is movement, not chaos. Now let's make the break sound like a real edit. Start with EQ8. Roll off unnecessary subrumble below roughly 25 to 35 Hz. If the break feels muddy, dip a little around 200 to 350 Hz. If the snare needs more presence, a gentle boost around 2 to 4 kHz can help it cut through. Next, add drum bus. This is great for giving the break more punch and attitude without overcomplicating things. Start with a little drive, maybe 5 to 15%. Use boom carefully, because we do not want to cloud the low end. If the break needs more snap, bring up the transient control a touch. Then add saturator for a bit of grit. Turn soft clip on, and use just enough drive to thicken the break without flattening the transients. A little goes a long way here. If you push it too hard, you can lose the impact of the snare, and that's the one thing we really want to protect. After that, use compressor lightly, just to glue the break together. We are not trying to squash it. A 2 to 1 or 3 to 1 ratio with a moderate attack and release is enough. You want the drum edit to stay lively while still feeling cohesive. Now let's add a little movement. This is where the chop starts to feel like part of a proper arrangement. Try automating an auto filter so the section starts a bit darker and opens up across the two bars. You can also add a tiny echo throw on the last snare or fill hit, or a very short reverb send on just a couple of ghost notes. Keep it subtle. Jungle chops need motion more than huge space. A nice trick is to filter the drums down in the first bar, then open them up in the second bar. That gives you tension and release without needing a huge arrangement change. If you want a darker feel, this works especially well right before a drop. Now place your two-bar chop into a small arrangement section. This is where it starts feeling like a real D&B track. Think in phrases. Every four bars should have some kind of change. Every eight bars should move the energy forward. Every 16 bars should feel like a bigger turn. You can do things like remove the kick for half a bar before the next section, add a reversed snare or cymbal, or create a short stop right before the next hit lands. Those little transitions matter a lot in drum and bass, because they help the listener feel the momentum shift. Now check the low end. Even though this is just drums, you still want to leave room for the bass line later. Use utility to check mono, and use EQ8 if you need to clean up extra low frequencies. If the kick body or low rumble is too heavy, it can fight with the sub later. In D&B, the drums and bass should each have a clear job. A few common mistakes to watch out for here. First, do not add so many slices that the groove loses its identity. Second, do not bury the snare. The snare is your anchor. Third, do not over-quantize everything, because perfectly aligned hits can sound dead. Fourth, do not overload the break with reverb or distortion. That can kill the drive very quickly. Keep the processing controlled and level match your changes so louder does not trick you into thinking better. If you want to push this into a darker or heavier D&B direction, here are a few easy upgrades. Try layering a very clean top loop under the break, but keep the low mids under control. Leave space between drum hits and bass stabs so they can answer each other. You can also resample the drums, process the copy with more saturation or filtering, and blend it quietly underneath for extra grit. And if you want extra tension, automate the filter darker before the drop, then let it open up when the full section lands. Here is a great practice move. Make three versions of the same chop. One clean version, one dirtier version with more saturation, and one transition version with a fill or a filter move. Keep each 1 to 2 bars. Use only stock Ableton devices and compare which one creates the strongest forward motion. That's a really good way to train your ear and start thinking like a D&B editor. So the big takeaway is this. Start with a strong break, slice it cleanly, keep the kick and snare identity clear, add just a few ghost notes for movement, shape the tone with EQ, drum bus, and saturator, and then use subtle automation to make the groove breathe. If your jungle chop feels like it's pushing the track forward, you're on the right path. That's the energy we're after. Not just a loop, a drum edit with motion, attitude, and purpose.